On Shavasa Batamas, the Mishnah and the Rambam tell us that there were five catastrophes that occurred, and that's why we fast. That's why we fast today, yesterday, today, because of those five horrible things that happened to the Jewish people. But besides the fasting today, we know that from today, for 3 weeks until Tisha B'Av, we have customs of mourning. Why specifically now? So one of the five things that occurred on Shavuot B'Tamuz was the fact that the Karban Tamid, the daily sacrifice that was brought twice a day, stopped being brought. The Rambam writes that this was during the first Beis HaMikdash. And from the fact, the Chayyadim writes, from the fact that at this point already, the service, the operation of the Beis HaMikdash ceased, so it's as if the Beis HaMikdash started to be already destroyed, and therefore already now we begin our mourning for the ultimate mourning of Tisha B'Av, when the Beis HaMikdash was actually destroyed. So at this point we have to start thinking a little bit about Tisha B'Av. Hopefully Mashiach will come by then and we won't have to have a Tisha B'Av. But we're supposed to start the mourning process and try to understand what is it that we lost. And in order to do that, we have to try to paint a little bit of a picture of what it was when Bnei Yisrael used to come to the Beis HaMikdash. On the Shalosh Regalim, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkos, daily they used to come to the Beis HaMikdash. What was it like? And we have to appreciate that the mitzvah of coming to the Beis HaMikdash on the Yomim Tovim, sometimes people have holidays, they celebrate different occurrences that happened in their lives or their nation's lives, and they party on, right? That's not what it was for us, for our religion. We'd have a yontiv, the mitzvah was to bring a karban and to show up wherever you lived, however far you were, you'd come, you'd show up at the Beis HaMikdash, the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. Those two components, bringing the karban and coming to see the Beis HaMikdash, that was the mitzvah of our Yomim Tovim. And the people would come, and they would see these holy Kohanim servicing the Jewish people. They would see 10 Nisim that occurred in the Beis HaMikdash, 10 miracles that would occur in the Beis HaMikdash. They would see that all the people would be standing, and it was very tight, we're talking about millions of people coming, right? They'd be standing, each one standing next to the other one, but when they'd bow down, for some reason, somehow, as a miracle, they'd be able to bow down without the guy that was a second ago right in front of him bumping into him. Omdim tzufufim, b'mishtachavim revachim. They were able to bow down miraculously. There was room. And the people were experiencing this all the time. They would come on Erev Pesach, a million carbon Pesachs. Everyone bringing their carbon Pesachs. And everyone's here and there's not that much room. And yet, it's all working. A miracle. It was unbelievable. And the Sefer HaChinuch writes that the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel was so that when we'd come to the Beis HaMikdash and we'd bring our carbon, we'd experience, wow, how fortunate are we that we're part of this family, that Hashem loves us so much, that we're invited into His house. Very emotional. To the extent that the Gemara says in Maseches Pesachim and Daf Ches, the Gemara says that the entire world was created from Yerushalayim. From the ground of Yerushalayim, parts of the ground of Yerushalayim exist everywhere. So the Gemara says, if that's really true, this is how Rabbeinu Peretz explains the Gemara, how could it be that in Ginosar, modern-day Tveria, there are these delicious fruits which we can't find anywhere in Yerushalayim? And how could it be that you could have these hot springs in Tveria, but in Yerushalayim you don't have these natural hot springs? If the ground of Yerushalayim is the same as the ground everywhere else, spread apart into other areas, so anything that exists anywhere should at least exist in Yerushalayim. How could it be that we have certain delicacies outside of Yerushalayim that we don't have over here? And the Gemara says that Hashem did this specifically for one reason, so that when people would come on their journey, they come to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash, and to the Olah L'Regel, they wouldn't say, "Oh, it was worth it just for the delicacies. It was worth it just for the fruits. It was worth it just for the hot spot." No. You don't have that here. Focus. The reason you're here is not to take a selfie at the Kotel, to take a picture, to see the beautiful picture of the snow at the Kotel. That's not important. The point is what the Beis HaMikdash represented, that we have a relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that emotion was supposed to be part of us. And even though for all mitzvahs, we always say, look, it's better to do the mitzvah shelo lishma, for not the sake of the mitzvah. Just do it, eventually become lishma. So, okay, big deal, you'll have those delicacies, you'll have the spa, come for those reasons, come for the picture. At the end of the day, it'll have an effect on you. By this mitzvah, we don't say that. By this mitzvah, the emotions, and that which we take away from the experience is so integral that Hashem had to make sure that we wouldn't have these distractions when we come. And what would happen when we would leave after the Yom Tov was over? So the Gemara tells us that the Kohanim would lift up the Shulchan, the table that held the Lechem upon him, the 12 loaves of bread, and it was fresh, even though it was from many days ago, it was still fresh and it was hot. And he would say, look how much Hashem loves you, just like the bread is still hot, the love for you from Hashem is also hot. And the Ritva asks in Maseches Yuma, how could it be that they pick up this table, and again, we had hundreds of thousands of people, how are they all able to see that this bread was hot? How's that possible? So the Ritva says something fascinating. He says, it wasn't just hot, it wasn't just a little bit of steam. You know when you open up an oven after something has been baking for a long time and there's tons of smoke comes out? That's what it was like. It was a massive amount of steam coming out from these breads. And that's what people even far away were able to see. Clouds of smoke, of steam coming out from the breads. And what's the significance of that? Bnei Yisrael were about to leave, they're about to go home, back to Tzfat, back to wherever they were going, away from Yerushalayim. And Hashem was sending us a message, that which you just experienced was hot, was steaming. You just absorbed a tremendous amount of love, of the chom, of the warmth, from everything that you saw, the Kohanim, the miracles, the fact that you're eating and Hashem is eating from the house, you're part of Hashem's house. It's all there, it's intense, it's an intense heat, it's an intense amount of warmth. Don't forget when you leave that that you have that. Because when you go away, you start to forget. And that was even back then when they had the Beis HaMikdash and only had a few months between the holidays. Kal v'chomer nowadays. We don't even know what this is. We don't have that experience. We don't have the opportunity to just walk outside and feel it. For many, we don't even know what we're mourning. We don't understand, we can't appreciate that. People don't even know that there's what to mourn about. We at least in this room know that there's what to mourn about, just have a hard time mourning it. People have no clue of what it was and what could be. We're really far. We're really far away. And that's what we're mourning. The halacha is on Tisha B'Av, there's no tachanun. You don't say tachanun on Tisha B'Av. Why? Because it's called a moed. It's called a moed, it's called a holiday. A holiday? Try telling that to someone that doesn't know anything about Judaism. We are observing a holiday today. What are you going to do? Well, we're not going to wear shoes, we're not going to eat, we're going to sit on the floor for most of the day, and we're going to try our hardest to cry. That's a holiday? You're celebrating? No. Because that's not what a holiday is. Like Rav Hirsch explains, what does moed mean? Moed is from the word vad, a meeting. We're coming to meet with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not a celebration. It's a meeting. It's coming close. It's connecting. And that's what it was in all the other holidays. We came, we met with Hashem, we experienced Hashem, we saw the miracles, we saw the korbanos. It was, wow, Hashem is here. We feel it. We feel the love. We see the lechem upon him. We see the smoke coming out. We were meeting Hashem in a very real way. And on Tisha B'Av, it's the same thing. We're meeting Hashem. How do you meet Hashem? There's no karban. You don't bring a sacrifice. What do you do on Tisha B'Av? There's no Beis HaMikdash. How is that a moed? What do you do? So there was a very big tzaddik. His name was Ben Zion Yadler. And he was Nifter in the year 1961. I think he was born in 1871. And lived here in Yerushalayim. And he used to sit by the kotel floor and he used to give drushas. People from all over the place would come to hear him. And he used to say that the karban of Tisha B'Av, the sacrifice of Tisha B'Av, is the last pasuk in Eicha. Hashiveinu Hashem Eilecha v'nashuva chadesh yameinu kikedem. That we daven that we should be able to do tshuva. That it's our sacrifice, ourselves, to come closer to Hashem. You don't need to have the karban. We don't have the karban to do that. Karban from the lashon of kiruv, to come close. We don't have that ability. So why is it called a moed? What are we meeting with Hashem? We're meeting with ourselves. It's a time of reflection, a time to think about how our actions could be more in sync with Hashem. More in sync with what Hashem wants. Like every relationship that any person ever has, we want to try to understand what does the other person want and how could we move ourselves towards that. How can we get closer? How can we connect? How we can have a real meeting with the person? That's what Tisha B'Av is. It's a moed, and the way to become close is through our personal tshuva. So that has to begin now. As we focus on our loss, that it's not so easy. It's not in our face that Hashem is here. It's not in our face that Hashem wants to have a relationship with us. It's not in our face the incredible miracles that allow us to function, allow us to succeed. So not in our face that most of the Jews don't even know that this exists. We're so far away. But we want to become close. We want to be able to experience that moed. We want to be able to experience that meeting with Hashem. How do we do that? Introspection. Tshuva. You don't have to wait till Elul to go ahead and start doing tshuva. It's now. That is the message of Tisha B'Av. That starts already now, Shavuos V'Tammuz, this 3-week period, to try to start to figure out what is it that Hashem wants from us and how we get there in the best way. And Mirz Hashem, by doing so, will be zocha that we won't need a Tisha B'Av. And we'll have a moed every single day, and we have that tremendous kirva, the closeness with Hashem, that we all aspire to.